History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Rent Guidelines Board may have handed Mayor Mamdani the rent freeze he campaigned on, but that does not mean the fight against that is over.
Landlords are now threatening to sue over the result of the Guidelines Board vote. Tenants that packed the meeting in East Harlem were thrilled. For the first time ever, two-year leases frozen. Now, as for those one-year leases, the last time there was a freeze, the pandemic year of 2020. This impacts nearly a million rent-stabilized apartments. Board member and owner rep Maxim Nguyen.
These buildings and their owners are struggling, and they need a decrease in expenses as well as an increase in the availability of capital. Policymakers at the city, state, and federal levels have the ability to make the expense and capital interventions that these buildings and their owners need.
Mayor Mamdani releasing a statement, he says in part, it's a historic victory for New York City tenants. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Word that Luigi Mangione was prepared to cut a deal, reports say lawyers for the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson had talks with federal prosecutors about a possible plea deal ahead of Mangione's court hearing this past Monday, but that the conversation went nowhere. Earlier this month, the defense withdrew their notice that they plan to pursue a psychiatric defense that Mangione suffers from extreme emotional disturbance. Mangione's pleaded not guilty to both state and federal charges. He could be looking at life in prison if convicted in either case. Staten Island's borough president was at the Ocean Breeze Fishing Pier Thursday. That was to call on City Hall to expand ferry service with new high-tech vessels.
Vito Vasella says we need more ferries all across the island.
Bottom line, 20 minutes from here to Whitehall, 29 minutes to 34th Street, 28 minutes to 39th Street. So it seems like there are opportunities to explore.
He says the way to do it is to expand the New York City ferry by using high-tech electric ferries.
The South Shore commuters probably endure one of the worst commutes in the country. The high-speed ferry service in other parts of the city are gaining in popularity.
Staten Islanders we spoke with say they'll definitely use it if it's an option.
We don't have means that like the other boroughs have, so I think it would be like a really great idea.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Staten Island Boardwalk.
Oh, forget about partying on Pete Davidson's ferry on the 4th of July. The New York Post has a plan to dock the decommissioned Staten Island ferry turned nightlife venue at a Manhattan pier over the holiday has been officially sunk. They say Davidson failed to get the permits to make that happen. Bruce Blakeman doubling down on a comment he made comparing Brad Lander to the Nazis. This was Wednesday night when the Nassau County executive said that Lander, who is Jewish, is, quote, anti-American, anti-Semitic, and would be a camp guard in a concentration camp if he could. On Thursday, he told New York One that perhaps camp guard was too strong, but he then added, certainly a collaborator. Lander, who has been critical of Israel, beat out Congressman Dan Goldman in Tuesday's Democratic primary. In response, Lander said, quote, I don't know where Bruce Blakeman went to Hebrew school, but I was taught that never again means never again to anyone. Standing up for Palestinian human rights does not make me any less proud to be Jewish or any less serious about fighting anti-Semitism. John's Crazy Socks opened its first retail store with a ribbon cutting at 328 A Main Street in Huntington yesterday. The site also houses the company's fulfillment center and podcast studio and will serve as the future home of the Abilities Rising Job Academy. That, where folks with differing abilities will be trained for careers in warehouse and retail jobs.
The doors open for the grand opening, and John's Crazy Socks' first store was packed. Kat Sequest is Captain Happiness at the store.
Golf and football. Oh, this is sports socks. It's our cowboy sock.
Founders John, who has Down syndrome, and his dad, Mark Cronin, say 50% of their employees have different abilities.
It allows us to engage with our customers. You love doing it. You're meeting
it. I love
meeting it.
These kids have their favorites.
The pink smiley face ones.
I like the basketball ones.
The store is in Huntington Village. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.